Well, there was a really interesting story I saw online on the ABC website over the weekend, and it talks about multi-generational living. Now, just bear with me. I'm sure there are plenty of listeners out there right now who did this or whose parents or grandparents did this. And by what I'm saying is saving money through tough economic times. There was a story about a young couple who moved in with the wife's mother. They moved in. The mother took out a small mortgage to renovate the house. And now you have three generations of people living under the same roof. Now, that used to happen all the time. It benefits so many people. In today's day and age, we tend to push our elderly into nursing homes. It's hard. It's difficult. But is multi-generational living possibly the answer to save money? I thought we'd talk to our real estate expert, Tina Clark, buyer's agent, and she's on the phone now. Hi, Tina. I know you saw the article. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Luke. I mean, it's a tricky one. I think, you know, obviously it used to happen all the time, but as people have become more and more independent over the years and sort of less, you know, reliant, I suppose, on the immediate family, it's happened less and less. But I guess to me, the main thing would be how well do you like your family?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or how well do you get along with them? Because it's not easy.
Yeah. So the idea, basically, it's not rocket science, is you pull your money. Pull your resources, and if mum's on her own, or even not, if you can find a property and pull your resources, you can possibly get into a home that can accommodate everyone, and each and all of you share in the mortgage repayments. Correct?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I know one family around the corner from us where they, the younger generation, so to speak, with their young kids, they paid for a second story on their parents' house, so they live upstairs
there
separately.
You are.
But, you know, it meant that they could get into the area, they'd close to the grandparents, everything. Everyone wins in that situation because it's I guess, a little bit easier when you've got separate living. I don't think I could have lived with my mum and her husband, to be quite honest.
No, I couldn't either, but I could with my in-laws. So there you are. It's different for everybody. But back in the day, when we had all those wonderful Europeans who have contributed to this country so much after World War II, I had mates.
It's normal, yeah. It's normal.
And they all had their grandmother living with them, and it was the norm.
Yeah, I mean, it's great if you can make it work.
It makes
a lot of financial sense too.
Yeah, if you can make it work. So let's talk quickly about mortgage stress. The shock has now settled in. All the banks have now passed on the interest rate hike. You expecting another interest rate rise next month?
Look, I think we may do, but if they do, I don't think we'll get 50 points again, basis points. I think it will be 25, if anything. I think that consumer confidence is now well and truly buried. Everyone is very worried. And I think, you know, it's been one of the steepest rate rises we've ever seen in the cycle. And, you know, with auction rates sort of bottoming out, or whether they're steadying, whatever the word might be, you know, it's definitely having the impact, the desired impact. But now we have to see whether we stabilise or, you know, continues to soften.
Oh, we'll wait and see. All right, let's have a look. What happened over the weekend with auctions?
Well, Adelaide's probably the standout, 71% versus 68% last week. They really, you know, continue to outperform the other capital cities. Perth was at 60%, about similar to last week. Melbourne, 61% versus 53% last week. Canberra, pretty similar, 49% versus 38% last week. And Brisbane's actually really low, 45%, but up from 33% last week. They're sort of having a bit of a shocker, but I think the numbers are also down quite significantly. And Sydney is up on last week, 60% so far, the preliminary numbers versus 50%. Risen slightly.
Okay, do you know what? It's one thing to have auction results. It's the other thing to find out how much the property sold for near reserve.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the press with a few standouts that have done really well, like one in Darlington in Sydney. You know, I think the reserve was 1.5 and it went for 1.8.
About
eight registered bidders. I watched the auction online and that was, you know, people were quite shocked, I think, about that one. But then, you know, there's obviously plenty of other stories where they've pulled it before the auction and it didn't sell at all.
Mm. Tina, nice to talk to you again. Thank you for that. By the way, we had a great chat with the Rent Fairy last week. She's great.
Ah, for Sarah, yeah, she's fantastic.
She is great. And we'll be talking to her again as well. Tina,
that's great.
Have a great week. Thanks for that.
You too, Luke. Thank you.
Buyer's agent Tina Clark, real estate here on The Night Shift on Triple M.